course, up over the chimney would be the, right there.
I don't really remember what they look like on the inside. All I've mostly have seen them just riding along. I've seen lots of them through the country back in years gone by.
No, I mean, you call this the, I mean, you keep...
That's the mountain there.
Yeah.
I don't know what those look like with that. I never really, I don't remember ever seeing one from the inside. Do you ever remember seeing them?
No,
I've just seen them on the outside riding by.
One house is about to fall in, and that's the only thing that still stands is the old mud and
yeah, I've seen those old mud chimneys that way, but I don't know what in the world how they were fixed on the inside.
Now, you put the wood to burn on those things, which you call them?
Andines.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the sort of stuff you had in the house when you were young and the sort of things that y'all would have to sit in? Or?
Well, of course, it wasn't a whole lot of difference in the furniture. I mean, it's changed to some extent. But the only thing I know is really, of course, old record players and things were all wind up. Stuff back in those days, they didn't have any electrical record players or anything, and
But
when I was a kid, heck, there wasn't even any radio. I remember before they even had radios, much less TV.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember my brother at one time. I'm the youngest of. I got two older brothers.
Yes, sir.
And one of them built, I don't know, he was in the scouts or something, and built some kind of radio to start. Were you back by you?
Yeah, I. Doggone Holiday Inn there, you know, beds are just, I guess they're feather beds, I don't know.
You need a firm mattress.
I'm going to sleep on a board tonight. I usually end up one day a week sleeping on the floor, so that's okay with me. I don't mind.
Well, you got a lot of back there to get sore.
Not really. Most of my height's in my legs.
Yeah.
I guess I got about a regular back, Mr. Barnett. Well, something that maybe two people could sit in. Did y'all have any of those?
Oh, they had just regular sofas. They weren't a whole lot different than the sofas that we have now. And then, of course, they had love seats and things all back in those days. In fact, there's one love seat that's in that other room in there that my grandfather and them had. And, of course, that desk, that secretary thing there, that thing is...
Y'all do have a lot of beautiful antiques here.
That thing was old.
Did you have something?
Of course, the beds are not like the mattress and the springs. There wasn't anything such as these box springs. The springs were just all open back in those days. You didn't have any box springs like they do now.
Mm-hmm. What about the fancy top cover? Would you have one of them you put on a bed?
Oh, you mean bedspread?
Yeah.
Oh, they had all kinds of bedspreads, but
What would you put on a bed for warmth?
Oh, you mean blankets and then a comfort?
Yeah. Something maybe that was all patched up, you know, or...
Well, that thing in there is one of those old kind of a thing that made any hanging on the wall in there. Joanne hung it up there. It's real old. In the wintertime, let some fresh air in at night.
Because
they wouldn't sleep with a house closed up without a window open or something, no matter how cold it was.
Most of the time they were down comforts from the goose.
Down. They used to have a lot of feather beds, but you don't hardly ever see any feather beds. Now, you were talking about a feather bed while going Holiday Inn or something. But.
Yeah, I slept in one. By the way, I slept on... No, that was it wasn't a feather bed. It was a beautiful bed at Miss Joyce's house. That was really
cool.
Because they used to have a lot of